Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Balak. That's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Aleph. Now, we learned in the last Aliyah that Balak had sent a second group of messengers to Bilam in order to try to convince him to come and curse Klal Yisrael. Bilam said, "I can only do what Hashem says," and Hashem told him that he's allowed to go with the messengers as long as he listens to everything that Hashem says. So the Chumash tells us, "Vayakam Bilam Babaiker." Bilam got up in the morning, "Vayachvash Shasasonai," and he saddled his donkey, "Vayalechem Sari Mayav," and he went with the ministers of Mayav. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Aleph. Vayachvash Shasasonai. Mikan over here, we learn Shasinu Makalkelus Hashura. The hatred totally ruins the normative way of doing things. Shachavash Huba Atzmai, because he saddled his own donkey. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem said, "Rasha, you're an evil man. Kvar Kedamcha Avram Avim. Avram, their forefather, already beat you to it." Shenemar says, "Vayashkim Avram Abayker Vayachvash Shachamayri." Avram Avinu, he got up early in the morning and he saddled his own donkey to do something positive and beneficial, show his love for Hashem. So he already beat you to it. You're not going to accomplish anything by getting up and saddling your donkey. Imsari Maiv, he went with them. Libai Kalibam Shava, they went with the same intentions. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayichar Afal Kim Ki Halechu. Hashem's anger flared because he was going. Vayisatzev Malach Hashem Baderech L'Satan Lai, and a Malach of Hashem stood in the way in order to deter him, to prevent him, to impede him from going. V'urechav HaSoinai, and he was riding on his donkey. Ushnein Arav Imai, and his two lads were with him, his two helpers. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki Halechu. Rosh Adavar Rabbe Hinei Amakim. He saw that Hashem really didn't want him to go, but he desired to go anyway. That's why Hashem was angry at him. Hashem had let him go, but only on Hashem's terms, so to speak. But he decided to go against Hashem. That's why Hashem was angry. This Malach was actually an angel of mercy, and he wanted to prevent Bilam from sinning, so that he shouldn't sin and perish. Ushnein Arv Ima, his two lads were with him. Mikan, we learn from here, an important person goes along the way. Two men should go along with him to serve him. And then they serve each other. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel. And the donkey saw the angel of Hashem standing along the way, and he had his sword stretched out in his hand. And the donkey veered off the path. He went into the field. And Bilam struck the donkey to have it go back onto the path. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vatera Asoin, Vuhu Lai Ra, and he, Bilam, didn't see. Shenasan Kosh Baruch Hu, Rishos Labahem, Aliris Yesim in Adam. Hashem gave animals the ability to see more than people. Shemitech Sheish Baidas, because a person is able to comprehend, they have intelligence, Titarv Daitik Shir Mazikin, he would go crazy if he sees Mazikin and all sorts of whatnots floating around in the air. Animals are able to see it, but they can't comprehend, so it doesn't really bother them. However, people, they're not able to see it. If they did, they'd go crazy. Sword was drawn in his hand. Amar the Malach said, "Rasha zehinech klei umnasoi." This Rasha, he left the tools of his craft. Shekle zeinin shel umas ha'olam b'cherev, because the weapons of the umas ha'olam of the nations, that's the sword. V'hu ba'alein b'fiv, and he's coming against them with his mouth. Shehu umnas shelhem, that's actually their craft. Afani esbeis es shalai, I'm gonna grab his v'avei olav umnasoi and go up against him with his craft. That's why the Malach was holding a sword. V'chein ha'yosefai, and that was actually Bilam's end. V'as Bilam ben Ba'or hargu b'cherev, they killed him by the sword. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Daled. Vayamid Malach Hashem, and the angel of Hashem stood Bimish Oil HaKramim, in the path of the vineyards. Gader Mizeh v'Gader Mizeh, a stone wall on this side and a stone wall on that side. Vatera Asin is Malach Hashem, and the donkey saw the angel of Hashem. Vatilachitz El Akir, and she pressed up against the wall. Vatilchatz is Regal Bilam El Akir, and she pressed the leg of Bilam against the wall. Vayasef HaKaisa, and he continued hitting her. Vayasef Malach Hashem Avar, and the Malach of Hashem continued going. Vayamid Malkim Tsar, and he stood in a narrow place, Asher Ein Derech Lintais Yaminu Smol, that there was no way to turn right or left. And the donkey saw the angel of Hashem, and it simply crouched underneath Bilam, and the anger of Bilam flared up, and he struck the donkey with a stick. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Daled. Bimish oil kitargumai bishvil, along the path. Skip to the next Rashi, Gader Mizeh, Gader Mizeh, Stam Gader, anytime the Pasuk says Gader or Geder, Shalavanim Hu, it's made out of stones. Pasuk Chav Hein Rashi, Vatilachetz, he Atzma, she pressed herself against the wall, and Vatilchatz Esacherim, she pressed others, as Regal Bilam, the leg of Bilam. Pasuk Chav Avin Rashi, Vayesef Malach Hashem Avar, Lavar Oid Lefanif, to continue going in front of him, La Lechlias Lefanim Makam Acher, to be in front of him in another place, Kemai Vahu Avar Lefnehem, and Mejish Tanchuma tells us, Ma Ra Lamed B'Shleish Mekamez, why is it that the Malach stood in three different places? Simani Aves Haro, he was trying to hint to him about the three Aves. Back to Chumash, Pasach Avches. V'yiftach Hashem es piha asayin, and Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey, Atarmela Bilam, and she said to Bilam, Me asisi lecha, what did I do to you? Kihi kisani zesh alash regalim, that you have struck me this three times. Now Rashi over here, Pasach Avches, addresses zesh alash regalim, these three times. Why didn't it say zesh alash pa'amim? Why use the word regel? Ramaz loy, the donkey was hinting to him, Atam avakish lakar umah chagegas shalash regalim hashana, you're trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim of the year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So back to Chumash Pasach Avches. Bilam didn't seem to be too taken aback that his donkey was speaking to him, but Yerim Bilam Lasain, and Bilam said to the donkey, Ki es alal tbi, because you've mocked me, Lu yishcher biyadi, if I had a sword in my hand, Ki ata ragtich, I would have killed you by now. Rashi over here, Pasach Avches, says, His alal tkitar gumai, lushain ginayu bizayin, Lu yishcher biyadi, ginuske daila hayloi davar zebe in yasarim, this is greatly embarrassing for him in front of the eyes of all the ministers and officers that were with him. He was going to kill an entire nation just with his mouth. And for this donkey, he needs a weapon. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vatayimra Asan El Bilam. And the donkey said to Bilam, Halei Anechi Asayin Chasher Chavto Alai, am I not the donkey that you rode on, Me'aydcha Ariyem Azeh, from your beginning until this very day? Ha'haskein Hiskanti Elaseis L'chakai, am I accustomed to doing this to you? Vayimra Loi. And Bilam said, no, meaning you're right, you usually don't do this to me. Vayigal Hashem Seini Bilam, and Hashem uncovered the eyes of Bilam. Vayaris Malach Hashem Nitzav Haderech, and he saw the Malach of Hashem standing in the way, V'charba Shlufi B'yodei, and he had his sword outstretched in his hand. V'yikad V'yishtachu La'apav, and he bowed and prostrated on his face. And the Malach of Hashem said to him, why did you hit your donkey these three times? I went out to be a prevention, because he hurried on the road against me. He is referring to Bilam, meaning you hurried out on the road to go against me. This is not the will of Hashem. And the Malach continued, and the donkey saw me, so it turned from in front of me, these three times. Had she not turned away, because now I would have also killed you, and I would have let her live. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and let's take a look at the third Rashi, because she spoke, and rebuked you, and you weren't able to withstand her rebuke. It says in the Pasuk, and he said no, meaning he agreed to the donkey that really the donkey wasn't wrong and never did this to him before. Therefore I have killed her. The Malach actually killed the donkey. Why? He shouldn't say, Zuhi Shisokas Bilam Bechtechachta. This is the one that dismissed Bilam with her rebuke, and he wasn't able to respond to her. It's because Hashem cares about the honor of people, and he didn't want people walking around being able to look at the donkey and say that donkey was able to rebuke Bilam, and he wasn't able to say anything. That's why the Malach killed the donkey. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Daled. And Bilam said to the Malach of Hashem, I've sinned, because I didn't know that you were standing against me in the way. And now, if it's bad in your eyes, I'm going to turn around. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Lamed Daled. Kilo Yadati, Gamza Genusai, this is also to the embarrassment of Bilam. Balkarchai Haida, against his will, he had to admit. Shihuay Mishtaber Shiyadeh Das Elyon, he always used to praise himself that he knows the Das of Hashem. Upiv Hayid, and now he himself, with his own mouth, he said, Lo Yadati, I didn't know. Imrabe Necha Shuvali, what was Bilam trying to say? That if it's bad in your eyes, I'm going to turn around. Lahasris Negan Hamakim Hi Chuvazu, this response was actually with intent to speak against Hashem. Amar Lai, he told the Malach, Hu ba'atz meit tzivani lechas, Hashem himself commanded me to go. Va'ata Malach mvatel zvarav, and you, an angel, you're going to nullify what Hashem said? Lomid hu b'kach, you know what, Hashem is used to this. She'emer davar u Malach machzirei, he says something, and then a Malach takes it back. Amar Avram, he told Avram, kach nos bincha, go take your son and bring him up as a carbon, vade Malach bitel zvari, and only through a Malach he nullified what he said previously. Afani, me also, imra be'nechav, it's bad in your eyes, in the Malach's eyes. Okay, so then I'll turn around. Back to Chumash Lamed Hey, Vayomer Malach Hashem Bilam, the Malach of Hashem said to Bilam, Lechem Anashim, go with the men. Ve'efes es hadavar asher adaber elecha esei tedaber, but only that which I tell you, that's what you're allowed to speak. Vayelech Bilam Mimsari Balak, and Bilam went with the officers of Balak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Lechem Anashim, Bederech Sha'adam Ratz Lelech Bama Elechen Asai, along the path that a person wants to go, that is where he's helped along. And since Bilam showed that he really wanted to go, the Malach said, okay, not a problem, you could go. Ve'efes, against your will, that which I tell you, that's the only thing you're allowed to say. Lechem Anashim, go with the men, because your portion's with them, and you're going to end up perishing from the world. im sari balak, he went with the officers, samechel kalim kamaisam, he was happy to curse Klal Yisrael just like they were happy. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayishma Balak ki ba Balaam, and Balak heard that Balaam came. Vayetzel akrasi le'ir Mayav, and he went out to greet him to the city of Mayav, Asher al Gvul Arnon, which is on the border of Arnon, Asher b'ktzeh ha'gvul, which is at the edge of the border. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayishma Balak, shalach shulchem levasrei, he had sent messengers to tell Balak that he was coming, el'ir Mayav, el metropolin shalai, to his great metropolis, ir chashuva shalai, his very important city. Lamer to say, re'ema ilim vakshim la'akar, see what these people, talking about the Yidden, they want to uproot. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Vayomer Balak el Bilam. Balak said to Bilam, "Halei shalach shlachticha elecha l'krei lecha. Didn't I send many messengers to call you? Lamalei lachte eloi. Why didn't you come to me? Ha'umnam lei uchal kabdecha. Am I not able to honor you?" Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Ha'umnam lei uchal kabdecha. Nisnabe, he ended up giving a nevuah. He didn't even realize that he was prophesying. She'soif elatzes mi'ima bekalain, that he was going to end up leaving in a state of humiliation. He had told him, "Am I not able to honor you?" And that's actually what ended up happening. He didn't honor him, and he left all humiliated. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayomer Bilam Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, "Hinei basi elecha ata. Now I've come to you. Hayachol uchal daber meuma. Am I able to say anything? Hadavar asher yasem elokim befi ois hadaber. The word that Hashem puts into my mouth, that's the one that I'm going to say. I'm not able to say anything else." We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth aliyah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.